House View Briefing for August 12, 2026. Full expert edition, not financial advice. How to listen to this? First, I will give you my call for today, then the simple version of what happened, then the deeper take. My call for today. Base case, about 55%. Today is a sorting day, not a coronation day. Headline CPI near consensus or a bit sticky. Core does not re-accelerate hard. First reaction is chop, then a two-speed market. Index beta stays fragile around rates. AI factory names with fresh proof, especially CoreWeave and Supermicro, keep relative strength. I do not expect a clean Mag 7 melt-up off one soft number, because oil is still too loud. I also do not expect Neo Clouds to crash, just because Michael Burry posted. Dispersion over direction. Why? CPI moves the discount rate. How expensive the future looks. Last night's earnings move the numerator. How big the future might be. When both hit the same day, markets sort. Why not a melt-up as base case? Hormuz flows are recovering, but crude is still near the low 80s, and long bond yields can stay sticky because private investors now hold most treasuries. Why not an AI crash as base case? Last night was factory language. Backlog, power, margins, raised guides. A 100 contracts into 2029 punch a hole in the scrap after 2 years meme. Scenario tree. Soft core about 30%. Rates ease, NASDAQ and software catch a bid. CoreWeave and Supermicro extend. Base case, 55%. Chop in the indices. 10-year stays elevated. AI single names hold relative strength. Hot core about 15%. Yield spike. High beta AI sold hard. Energy better. Name calls for today. CoreWeave holds most of the bid unless core is hot. Supermicro is whippy, but the guide is the anchor. Nvidia chops around rates. SpaceX stays near the IPO zone because float matters more than one print. Palantir is a noise day. Micron and SanDisk are quiet winners if demand is real. AppLovin stays soft. Tesla is whippy. Oil stays firm. Long yields are hard to break lower. One sentence framework. Own industrial confirmation. Rent index beta around the print. After CPI, watch whether CoreWeave and Supermicro still lead. That is the tell. I am wrong if Core rips and the 10-year blows out, or if a too soft print causes a disorderly short covering melt-up, or if a cold utilization note reframed last night as a dead cat. What happened in plain English? Two movies. Movie 1, inflation. Stocks took a small step back Tuesday. Everyone waited for CPI. Oil still expensive. Movie 2, AI factories. CoreWeave beat and raised with about 104 billion backlog and a huge power ramp. Pre-market about plus 15 to 20%. Supermicro missed revenue a bit, but crushed profit and guided way above the street, about plus 7 to 10% after hours. The financing fight. Nvidia sits in the middle of half-trillion class third-party financing debates. Burry calls residual value guarantees circular risk. Residual value is the estimated resale value of a chip after a contract. That risk is real if demand dies. But long offtake on older chips shows economic life can last longer than Twitter assumes. Watch list in one breath. Nvidia central and mixed. Google constructive on Gemini hitting 1 billion monthly users. SpaceX strong business. Messy float. Palantir is positioning theater this window. Micron and SanDisk hot on memory. AppLovin downgraded. Tesla still narrative over receipts. Bottlenecks that actually matter. Power and grid. Advanced memory. Packaging. Server racks. Networking optics. Not levered ETFs. Structural thesis. Physical demand is still accelerating. Capital markets still argue how to finance it cleanly. Today is a tactical rates day on top of a structural demand uptrend. Bottom line, sorting day, not coronation day. CPI decides how expensive the future looks. Last night decides who earned the right to be bought when the dust settles. Industrial confirmation matters more than one Burry thread. Sticky energy keeps the melt-up from being free. Remember one line, watch whether CoreWeave and Supermicro still lead after the print. Not financial advice, research only.